Once again, the Class SGA elections of 2021 to 2022 have finished, and the new officers have been chosen through River Hill's own democratic process. This process has worked for a long time, but this year's candidates have been scarce for numerous reasons. We interviewed both applicants and sponsors to figure out, does River Hill's democratic process need a change?
Mrs. Sweetie, the freshman class sponsor, explains the process to administer the elections.
The way that we did the elections this year is where we had to create a Canvas quiz where every student from that one specific class, in my case 2025, 9th grade, had to complete the survey, where they had to choose the president, the vice president, treasurer, secretary, and historian.
Before voting, candidates had to submit a resume, writing sample, 2 teacher letters of recommendation, a short blurb to be published for students, and an image of themselves on top of campaigning and completing an interview with their class sponsors.
When asked about their reasons for running, all of the candidates mentioned that they wanted to improve every student's experience at River Hill. The themes of mental health, racial and gender equality, and opening vending machines were prominent. One of the 2025 presidential candidates, Raul Goyal, had a multitude of ideas for the freshman class.
Honestly, I don't think that the freshman class can do too much stuff directly, but I think that they can bring influence to like the higher like administration and whatever. And so I was like, a few ideas that I had was trying to like find a way to fix the vending machine problem, because I know that a lot of students kind of struggle with that. And so like they would have the vending machines are like closed during school hours, so maybe like being able to bring a snack in your room or making snacks in a teacher's room so it's under constant surveillance, or maybe even doing something like trying to find a way to like mitigate like the wasps outside and stuff, and then also just kind of like promoting like cultural and racial diversity and stuff, and like education, because maybe even just have like a week for it or something like that. And then just kind of like with mental health, kind of find a way to implement something like a break or like a mandated wellness period, because I know some teachers don't give like the Wellness Wednesdays or whatever, or like something like adding a new hawk time if that like wouldn't interrupt curriculum.
Raul believes that the freshman class cannot have a large impact on our school community, but his vision said otherwise. The winning candidate, Sarah Khan, agreed with Raul on increasing access to vending machines during school hours, for her ideas focus on wishing to increase LGBTQ+ and people of color inclusivity at River Hill. When Lauren Chin, the recently elected sophomore class president, was asked about her intentions, she stated,
"My biggest goal is to kind of bond our class together, because I feel like especially after COVID, we haven't been able to really get to know one another. So there's kind of a divide between friend groups."
Each candidate aimed to publicize their intentions of their campaign. Many candidates chose to make an Instagram page dedicated to spreading their campaign messages.
I created an Instagram account to gather some following on social media.
I kind of campaigned through like digitally.
Those who did not create a dedicated Instagram account posted on their personal accounts to widen their audience. Digital tools and social media platforms are extensively used to increase participation and to easily spread information about elections.
Others took the more traditional approach of making creative posters to hang around the building.
Instead of making posters just saying just like boring vote for me, I tried to be like funny, not like punny funny, but actually have relevant jokes that people would get people to vote for me. So like things like, I know that It's About Drive, It's About Power is like trending right now, so I made that poster. And then I put like that weird Demi Lovato picture on one of my posters. So I just made them as funny as I could.
Lauren Chin, however, took a completely different route when it came to campaigning by putting up posters with minimal detail to add a level of mystery. She also handed out hand sanitizers with the message, "Vote Lauren Chin for president," taped on them.
My biggest strategy was to get people to recognize who I am, because not everybody knows me It was fun. It was a new experience because I've never like campaigned with posters and other things. It was fun in the process of making it, and it was also kind of embarrassing to walk by halls and see like my posters up. But I hope it was useful.
Candidates chose creative approaches to their posters, whether it's a clever slogan or hand sanitizer handouts. Each individual copy of a poster needed to be approved and signed by both the candidate's class sponsors and the administration.
We found that all those who ran enjoyed the campaign process, but some believe that it was a lot of work and time to dedicate.
I'd say that it was kind of a lot, especially with schoolwork and extracurriculars. It was a bit hard to find time aside and like make posters, think of ideas. And like the hand sanitizers I gave out, it kind of took a while to make them and then just bring them to school on the bus and stuff.
Lauren took the extra step in her campaign process to physically give out items that had her name on them. This helped her connect to those eligible to vote for her.
The class of 2023 specifically was not able to gain enough people to apply and had to postpone their elections until November 17th. Could this be due to the workload and large undertaking it is to run for a position?
Sarah also recognized that the workload was overloaded and stated that it could have been a little less extensive. Raul agreed with Sarah about the unnecessary time spent on the short blurb.
I thought the resume was like maybe a little bit excessive because it was kind of just repetitive of what we put in our essay. And also the short blurb, they didn't even end up using it. So it was kind of like added work for nothing.
I feel like they should have just tried to make a way to implement it into like the quiz to vote because that's what it was supposed to be. And in general, I feel like with the application itself, with the essay and the resume and the two teacher recs, I feel like it's kind of reasonable and I feel like it's appropriate amount of work because a student who's running should be qualified with their resume and should be able to write like what they plan on doing.
I think it's just the right amount because you obviously have to show to everyone like why you want to and why you would be a good candidate to run.
Explained Gabby Demarin, the new class of 2024 vice president. The process is lengthy, but most agree that qualification and effort is important for SGA roles.
Ms. Sweetie also recognized an error in the voting process.
Some students had concerns about it because the way that was created on Canvas is that they were able to choose several people at the same time.
The Canvas quiz was intended to be multiple choice, but students were given the option to multi-select candidates. Ms. Sweetie suggested a paper ballot as an alternative to avoid confusion.
Overall, we discovered that a happy medium must be found in the campaigning process. The workload cannot be too much, as that limits the amount of students interested and willing to run for a position, which narrows down the pool of officers that voters have to choose from, and voting may not be able to occur, like what happened with the junior class.
However, if the application process is made to be too simple, candidates fear that unqualified and only semi-interested students will vie for an officer position, taking the opportunity away from those who really feel they can make a difference. The Canvas quiz needs to be more user-friendly and explained to voters to avoid confusion and mistakes made in the election process.
We believe that this middle ground can be reached by possibly eliminating unnecessary steps in the campaign and application process, such as omitting the writing of a short blurb to be posted on Canvas and creating a video tutorial to explain how the voting process is meant to work before each class votes for their leaders.